a heavy smoker. I told Gloria that I said that, and that smoking would take you out. You know, these people, they playing Russian roulette with their life.
Amen.
While the man that sell the tobacco getting rich, richer, mm-hmm. and sitting on the beach and stuff. He don't smoke. I guarantee you. No, I don't smoke. But I just sell it to you. Yeah, he don't take the product. They say they don't use the product. Yeah, but we'll kill everybody else with it. Yeah, but they don't understand the product. If they kill everybody else, they no more money is gonna come in. You know, so yeah, huh? They definitely, you know, it should brand it. Brand this stuff, you know, and they've been have more alcohol commercials lately. You know, I usually do just a beer or something, but now they're doing vodka and everything else. Commercials. See, they should take that off. Yeah, I tell you, drink responsibly. You know,
it's causing detriment.
It sure is. Sure is. Thank you, Jesus. Anything that make you urinate on yourself, you should stop it. You do. You don't know nothing when you get. Alcohol is not like weed. You know, weed. You know, you have a little sense about you. You know, you be tripping and you count on. You know, but alcohol, it take over your whole body. You don't know what happened the next day. At least I can remember what I did the next day with a joint. You know, y'all get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make you act up and tear up people's cars and
just
clown. Can't get up. I did that. What did he say? What's that show? Urkel. I did that. Yeah, you did that. Yeah, so it's good to be saved from all that stuff.
Amen.
You know,
amen,
so, you know,
brother. Amen.
Yes, it's good.
Amen.
It's good. I've been there. LSD, good. And all of it. I'm glad. God got me, you know, he caught my attention. And I've been having it ever since. But, you know, I enjoyed the Sunday school lesson. It was a good lesson. Good, very good lesson.
Amen.
The devil tempted God himself. He knew he knew better than to be doing what he's doing. But it was it was something that God had to do.
Amen.
He had to be an example to us while he was here on earth. Amen. And the message that I get out of the Sunday school lesson is the devil will catch you at your weakest point.
All right, that's right.
He'll catch you at your weakest point. I don't know if anybody in here ever fasted 40 days or 40 nights.
No.
You might raise your hand. But don't try it. So whatever you do, don't try to fast 40 days and 40 nights. We're having your funeral. Yes, he will. Jesus was God.
Amen.
He was God Almighty.
Amen.
He could have went 100 days if he wanted to.
Yes.
But it was in the message what he was trying to give us. Satan attacked him because he was in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And his weakest point.
Yes.
Of his life, the weakest link, the weakest point.
Yes.
And that's what I get out of the message, you know, when God said, tell him, I can give you all of this. I give you all that. What did he say? Y'all want to read some of that? Jesus took him up on the
pyramid.
Otherwise, he's trying to tempt him to do some magic.
Mm-hmm.
If you say who you say is, I want to see you do some magic.
Mm-hmm.
Show me something. Man, he know better than that. He know better than that. And God, just want I'm doing this just for one thing, to leave an example here for the people that I'm going to save.
Amen.
When you get saved, Satan will attack you at your weakest point.
Amen.
And trust me, in this journey that we on, living for Jesus, you're going to get weak somewhere.
Amen.
You in the flesh.
Amen.
That's what we're going to talk about today. You in the flesh. The flesh is going to get weak.
Yes.
See, just like when I caught my flu or whatever they say it was, bronchitis and everything, that's a weak point in my body. And, you know, he want to come and attack me. You're going to die. Your espresso is kicking in. You're going to be buried in the ground. I kept saying that. I'm going, oh, my goodness.
No,
it was that bad. He messed me up. But I fought him.
Yes.
I fought him. Thank you, Jesus. No, you ain't. God ain't through with me.
Yes.
He know that. Thank you, Jesus. But that's where he'll catch you. He's there. When you're living right and walking right and righteous in your life, devil ain't going to mess with you.
Amen.
He can't touch you. Huh? So he can't put his hand on you when you're living right. But if you get a little weak spot in your life, that's when he's going to come. You sneak right there. Your job is to do what?
Resist
the devil. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. He can't stand the name of Jesus.
That's right.
He trembles. Right. The demons that he has tremble, and he trembles at the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You got that? That's our ammunition. Thank you that we have ammunition that we to fight the devil with. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to be before y'all long, but that's what the message is today. Don't let the devil catch you in your weakest point.
Amen.
Thank you. Walk after the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Walk after the Spirit. I'm in Romans 8 chapter. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus gave us the power.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He showed us when the devil come to tempt you, something weak. Whenever he's about messing with you, start praying. Start tearing. Calling on Jesus. He'll leave you alone. His demons leave you alone. Huh? They'll leave. Go naked door.
Right.
To the next house. Thank you, Jesus. But it said, if you got it, therefore, what you got it?
Romans 8.
Just 8. Mm-hmm. Romans 8. Yes.
Amen.
It reads, if you got it. It reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Y'all hear that? Thank you, Jesus. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Law gave me this the last minute. So the law of the Spirit is what? What it say?
Law of the liar
in Christ Jesus have what? Made me
free.
From what? The law of sin and death.
All right.
You see, the devil, he'll come to you and he'll let you think, you ain't saved. You ain't free. Huh? Yes, I am. What did it say?
For what the
law
does not do.
Yes.
Weak
through the flesh. God sent in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he did what? He condemned sin in the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. That's the part that tie in with the temptation. When the devil was trying to tempt him in the flesh, he let him know, I condemn your sin in my flesh.
Yes.
Thank you. I come here to tear it down. Thank you, Jesus. What did it say? The next verse?
That the righteous.
That the righteous. After what?
Who walk not after the flesh.
Who do what?
But after the Spirit.
Who walk what?
After the flesh.
Walk not after the flesh. Some people might not understand what you mean, walk not after the flesh. Anything that the flesh lusts for, and anything that the flesh want to do that's contrary to Jesus, that's it. That's what it means. We do not walk after the flesh. After you receive the Holy Ghost, you no more of the flesh. You got the flesh, but you don't walk after the flesh. Half of us in here know what we did when we before we got saved?
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
You know what we did? We did every devilish thing you could think of.
Uh-huh.
Huh? That's what the scripture is saying. All those things that you used to do in your past life, you don't walk after the flesh no more. You into that. Thank you. For they what?
That are after the flesh.
Uh-huh.
They do
mind.
The
see, that's why the people out there on the street do the things that they do, because they walk after the flesh.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
But they that are what?
After the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
The things
of
the Spirit.
So how do you become after the Spirit?
Taking on the name of Jesus through water baptism in Jesus.
You repented, you believe, and you repented, and you obey God by going down in the water. What?
That's in the name of Jesus Christ.
And when you went down in the water, who did you leave there?
The old man.
The old flesh.
Old flesh.
You got this. You know what somebody said when they come out of that water, your hand look new.
Mm-hmm.
Your hand, that's true. I never did understand. Your hand look new. Your feet new. You know that little walk you used to have? That walk you used to have, you don't do that walk no more? That pimp walk. You just, everybody had that certain pimp walk, that little limp. Like something was wrong with it, you know. What's wrong with your leg, man? Ain't nothing. I just try to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, huh?
Pimp walk.
Once, you know, once you get the Holy Ghost, you know, you don't need that no more. God take all that stuff from you. Thank you, Jesus. He moved that out of you, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Things you used to do, you know, I smoked half the time just to smoke because some of my ears were smoking. You know, it looked cool, man. That's it. I smoked some other. I got sick of cigarettes. But I was trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know, with the Bloods, you know, with the my homies. Thank you, Jesus, huh? Thank you, Jesus. But when the Spirit the new man come in, you leave that.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We don't do those things no more. For they what? What it say?
For to be carnally minded.
Carnally minded
is death.
Thank you, Jesus. Fleshly minded,
spiritually minded, life
and peace. After you go down and Jesus and they ain't come out and get the Holy Ghost, I want the life and peace.
Amen.
And that's what you want to do, but Ted,
yeah.
I want the life and peace.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Because
the carnal man,
enmity against God.
Enmity against God.
Is not subject to the law of God.
Uh huh.
Neither indeed can be.
It can't be subject to what we believe. It cannot do what we do. This is after we say.
Amen.
The carnal mind can't do it no more.
Hallelujah.
You got to drop it. You know, carnal mind is the fleshly mind. That changes you. Once you go down and come up out of the water, you brand new.
Amen.
People don't understand how you brand new. The Bible says you're brand new.
Yes.
Thank you. You're a new creature.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So the carnal mind can't do it. It's impossible for it to live righteous.
Yes.
It can't do it. Thank you, Jesus. What else?
So then they
uh-huh.
that are in the flesh.
They that are in the flesh can't what?
Cannot please
God.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
Impossible.
It's day and night. Thank you, Jesus. It's impossible for somebody that's walking in the flesh, the people that's an example, the world. Thank you, Jesus. That live in sin, live in carnal, live in the flesh, walk out the flesh, cannot please God.
Amen.
So when you're not walking in the flesh, but you're walking in the spirit, you're doing what?
You're
just
pleasing God.
Uh-uh. When you're not walking in the flesh, but walking in the spirit,
Then you're being spiritually minded.
What you doing?
You're pleasing God.
It's in the scriptures. You follow the verse. Are you pleasing God?
Yes.
Thank you. Y'all got that now?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. What else?
But ye are not in the flesh.
Holy. What did it say?
But ye are not in the flesh.
Who is Paul talking to?
The saints.
Everybody, the saints. So how do we not be in the flesh?
Because we've been baptized.
But I got, here's my flesh.
Yeah, but our spirit is of Christ. We're not led of the flesh. It doesn't control us. We are led of the Spirit.
So when you go down in the water baptism, what happens to your flesh?
You bury
the old man, the spiritual part, old man. But you still got your flesh when you come out of the water.
That's what they get.
So what's new?
But the power of God is greater to overcome it. After you receive the Spirit, you shall receive power over that flesh.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, if a man be in Christ Jesus, he's a what?
He's a new creature.
So if it's new,
all things are passed away.
So,
all things become new.
If you're a new creature, what do you mean by new creature? I'm still in the flesh when I went down that water.
You have the power of God on the inside. That makes you new.
Your flesh,
your mind,
is a new creature.
Yes.
Everything about you
is new.
Is new.
Yes.
Your flesh, the body that you're in, is brand new.
Hallelujah.
Your body is a what?
Temple.
Yeah, yes. It's
temple of the Holy Ghost.
So, yes, I want you to say that. That's true, but it's another word.
Good.
Start with a V. Come on. Your body is a, you said temple. Vessel. Come on now.
Vessel.
Oh, man, I need to put your star up there. Your body is a vessel. Thank you, Jesus. And when the preacher baptized you in the name of Jesus, that vessel come out of the water new.
All right.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
We supposed to take care of this body now. We don't put no cigarettes, no alcohol, no mess in our body no more. We keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
We got to keep the vessel clean, huh?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The temple must be clean.
Yes, right.
Thank you. Everything is new. When you go down the water in Jesus' name, come out of the water, everything about you is new. God don't hold nothing against you. You was born in sin,
yes.
Shaped in iniquity, huh? Everybody was born in sin.
That's right.
He don't hold that against you no more. You free.
Hallelujah.
One man caused us to be accursed.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
He came and put a curse on us. Everybody that come out of mama womb, a curse. Everybody but Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But Jesus, God himself, made himself law and got in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
Huh? But his flesh was perfect.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. There was nothing wrong with his flesh. And so he wanted us to be perfect.
Yeah.
And he showed us exactly how we could become brand new. All that old stuff they did in the Old Testament, sacrifices, and all that stuff they did, God came and wiped that out.
Ended it.
Huh? I'm going to show you how you could be like me. This is the way I want you to be. All you got to do is very simple. Is repent to me. And say, I'm sorry. Thank you, Jesus, huh? From the heart. And then obey my word, huh?
Yeah.
Because you don't obey this. I don't care what a preacher preach, what he say, what he teach, or whatever. If they don't obey Acts 2 and 38, it's void.
Right.
It's void.
Hallelujah.
Acts 2 and 38 is the door.
Hallelujah.
It's the door. Jesus said, I am the door.
Yes.
Huh? Acts 2 and 38 is the door.
Yes.
And then once you go inside that door and come out of that door, you brand new.
Hallelujah.
Brand new. He said, all things become what? And old things what?
Passed away.
Passed away.
Hallelujah.
So whatever your life was, after that you have no condemnation. You are free, clean, huh?
Yes.
All you need is the Holy Ghost,
uh-huh.
And then you got to keep the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
See, the devil don't want you to have the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Yes.
He don't want you to walk after the Spirit.
Yes.
That's going to keep you saved. He spent most of his time going up and down through the earth and trying to mess with saved folks.
Hallelujah.
And some of our saved folks to cut up.
Ooh, Lord.
Huh? Like I was saying about the preachers of L.A.? Huh? Cut up! I'm probably sure there's some Jesus name preachers in there somewhere. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? And that's what he did. That's his job. His job is to seek every soul that knows Jesus.
Yes.
And stop you. Thank you, Jesus. What were we? I'm going to get carried away here. Number nine.
But ye are not in the flesh.
We are not in the flesh.
But in the Spirit.
But in the Spirit.
If so be, if the Spirit of God dwell in you.
If you let it dwell in you, then what?
Any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
He's none of his. You got to have the Spirit of God inside. That's why we should have tearing. They call it tearing, sir. That's what we did, tearing, you know. Yeah. But I didn't understand what the word tearing would mean. I just, you know, all the kids get up on the front row up there. I'm getting up there, too. We tarry, and we used to have contests. Who could go the longest? Huh? We used to tarry on it. What we did, we called on the name of Jesus. They told us to call on Jesus. Tarry means wait. Thank you, Jesus. And they tell us to tarry and call on Jesus. That's how I got saved. Thank you, Jesus. I got saved by calling on the name of Jesus. And I still call on the name of Jesus today. That don't mean you stop.
Huh?
Jesus, the name of Jesus is my fill station.
Yeah.
That's my fill station.
Thank you.
Huh? You keep driving that car. He's looking at that gauge. Ah, man, I have to make it another mile or so, huh? And before you know it, huh? What's wrong? What's wrong? What happened?
Yeah.
Don't run out of gas. That's what happened. You look at that gauge and let your first mind be your guy. I don't think that you're going to run out of gas.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus is the same way to me. I got to continue calling on Jesus. Pray every day. That's what it's going to take.
Amen.
You know, when I pray every day, I pray that the Lord will protect me from all evil, all dangers, protect my wife, my children. You got to do that. And then when I call on Jesus, I fill my gas tank up.
Amen.
You got to have the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And what it say, if Christ be in you.
Christ be in you.
The body is what?
The body is dead because of sin.
The body is what?
Dead because of sin.
It's dead because of sin. It can't sin. It's impossible for the sin anymore if the Spirit of God is in you. Did I catch that?
Hallelujah.
Okay, and then what?
But the Spirit is life.
The Spirit is
of righteousness.
Of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Righteousness. That is what God is. That's what He required out of us. Righteousness. Righteousness is just living right in the sight of God. You know, we can't do the things that we did in the past. And can't do no new stuff that's coming in the present. Anything that's contrary, anything that the flesh lusts for, anything that the flesh wants, huh? You got to crucify this flesh every day.
Yes.
Because it'll make you, you know, lust just means anything. It could be lusting after women, huh?
Yeah.
That's a lust. Lusting after somebody else's own and stealing it, huh? Well, still, we got people, that's all they know. What you do for a living, man? Oh, I steal for a living. Oh, okay. You pay your income tax? No. Huh? Lust. We could go on and on. Smoking a cigarette is lust.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Because you get that urge for that nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. They got this fake one now. You can still smoke, mm-hmm. but don't have no. Yeah, that little thing. It looks so stupid.
Yeah, I know.
It looks stupid enough to smoke coming out your mouth. You know, but they got this thing now. You can smoke now, but don't get no. It's not a cigarette. What is they gonna come up with now? That person gonna make $1 million off that thing before everybody realize this thing is stupid. Uh huh. He done made probably done made $1 million off of it already. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up what Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by what?
By his
Spirit that what?
That dwells in you.
So we got to do all we can. See, I don't like to say you. We got to do all we can to keep the Spirit inside of you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Once you get it inside you, if you don't have it inside, the Spirit is around you all the time. Huh? When you at home, the Spirit is all around you. But if you want the Spirit to dwell in you, you got to talk to it. Huh?
Amen.
Who is the Spirit?
God.
And Jesus who?
Jesus Christ.
And God is what?
God.
Is the Spirit. Thank you, John. So you just talk to Him.
That's right.
And He'll enter. And He'll stay there with you. It's going to tell you right here in a little bit. Therefore, brother, we are debtor to what?
Not to the flesh.
But
to live after the flesh.
Uh-huh.
For if ye live after the flesh.
Uh-huh. Ye shall die. But what?
Ye, through the Spirit,
uh-huh.
Mortify
the deeds of the what? You got to what?
Ye shall live.
What it said we got to do?
Mortify.
We got to mortify. You know what that means?
Crucify.
Yeah, you know what that means? You got to work on it. Continue working on it.
Yes.
I have to continue working on it. I got saved when I was 16, and I had to continue modify my body. Huh? Keep this body, this flesh, under congestion, then asking the Lord to give me more Spirit. Huh?
Yes.
And He'll keep you full. Your tank will stay full all the time.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You got to talk to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Then what?
For as many are as led by the Spirit
uh-huh.
of God,
is what?
They are the sons of God.
The sons of God. You hear that? Keep going.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again.
Yeah, you don't want that no more. Uh-huh, you're free.
But ye have received the spirit of
adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit itself bears witness, what?
With our spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. It talks to you.
Yes.
When you talk to the Spirit, it bears witness back to you.
Yes.
It communicates back to you. So all you got to talk to the Spirit of God. When you're talking to the Spirit of God, you're talking to Jesus.
Yes.
When you're talking to Jesus, you're talking to God. Thank you, Jesus. You got to constantly keep a conversation in your mind, and wherever you go to talk to Jesus, you must keep that all day long, because the devil, he'll catch you at your weakest point.
Yes.
And will attack you.
Amen.
And show you things. Oh, you do this, I can do that for you. He can do anything to throw you off track. So you got to talk to the Spirit, so the Spirit can talk back to you.
Amen.
And what it say?
That we are the children of God.
That we are the children of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Children.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Heirs.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heirs of God.
Heirs of God.
And joint heirs with Christ.
Yes. See, we joint heir with Christ. Uh-huh.
And if so be that we suffer with him.
We suffer with him. That we may what?
So be glorified
together. For I reckon that the suffering, listen, of this present time. Y'all hear that? The suffering of this present time. That's when Paul was talking. And right now. He meant right now. The times are what?
Not worthy compared with the glory.
I want everybody to say this.
Not worthy to be compared
with the glory. What?
Which shall be revealed in us.
That's why I live saved. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is going to reveal to us what he'll show you. He'll show you heaven. Huh? He'll show you where he lives.
Amen.
He'll show you what a place that he'll come and take you away from this painful world. This world is a painful world.
It is.
We suffer, you know, during these times. You know, it's many things. Your body gets sick, and you ache all the time. Not only that, you got to pay PG&E. You got to pay your mortgage. You got to pay. Oh, that's suffering. There's so many things that we have to go through. We're so used to it, you know, we just don't pay no attention to it no more. Huh? But when something happens, you know, it throws you off balance.
Hallelujah.
All this suffering that we're doing here on earth, you live saved, you walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
Huh? Communicate with the Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Get an answer back.
Amen.
From the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. When you get an answer back, you know that the Lord is there and going to keep you. The Holy Ghost is a keeper.
Keeper.
It's a gift. Huh? It's a gift. Somewhere down here said a free gift. It should be in here somewhere. It should be there, but it might not be. It's a free gift.
Amen.
That God gave us. Thank you, Jesus. So we may make it. We cannot make it.
Hallelujah.
We cannot make it without the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You can't make it. Might go a little while, but you're going to need the Holy Ghost to help us, because that's why he did it. That was the sole purpose, that he split himself up in three different ways to help us to survive. Did y'all get that? He made himself a father, huh? So he could sacrifice the what?
The Son.
Thank you, Jesus. The Son is who? What?
The flesh of God.
The flesh of God.
He is the Word.
He's the Word of God. So he created him as a Son and gave his Son to us, his Word to us. He did that. He broke himself up. And then when his Son came down here and accomplished what he came down here to do by dying on the cross for our sins, thank you, Jesus. Went on back home. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send you a comforter,
yes,
which is the Holy Ghost,
yes,
which is the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost in heaven. Will bear what?
Bear witness.
Witness. No. It bear what? It bear record.
Record.
the water, the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit bear what?
Witness.
It bear witness. It was the witness of heaven. Mm-hmm. That's the other part of that scripture.
Right.
It came down and he fixed it. It's so easy. I just don't understand why people want to go to hell. Huh? I don't.
Right.
I don't understand why people, some of them are singing songs, call themselves the Hell's Angels. Huh?
Yeah.
Why somebody want to call themselves a Hell Angel?
Really?
An angel of hell, huh? But devil wishes. I tell you that, worship the devil. Huh? They actually worship the devil. And some people say, well, if I go to heaven and can't have no fun up there, but down here in hell, we're going to have fun. I don't think you're going to have no fun down there.
No.
You didn't read your Bible, son.
Weeping and gnashing
of
teeth.
Weeping and gnashing, I'm telling you. Bring fire and brimstone. I don't think nobody's going to have no hell burning up. And can't die. See, they think they're going to go, when I go to hell, I'm just going to burn up and be ashes. Your body's going to be ashes. Your body gonna be burned up in ashes, but your soul, you follow me, Sister Carol?
Yeah.
But your soul is gonna live forever.
Hallelujah.
Everybody is gonna live forever.
That's right.
Somewhere.
Thank you, Jesus. I don't tell you the route I'm going. I ain't gonna be stupid. Jesus came down here and freely offered me something. All you gotta do is repent. I want you. You got to live right here first.
Yes.
See, people don't get that.
Uh-huh.
You can't just go to heaven and live like a devil and did everything to everybody, murder somebody and rob people in town, and then go to heaven. ain't none of that gonna be up there.
That's what it said in the word.
That's right.
Ain't none of that gonna be.
It ain't gonna be up there. So we got to get it right here.
Amen.
Now,
right
before we go with Him.
Hallelujah.
And the way it look, it ain't gonna be many people. Mm-hmm. Damn. Why people, you know, the Catholic Church, I'll just tell you like it is, you know, other church, they don't mess people up so bad. They mess people up so bad. I don't know who came up with that. When you die, you go to heaven. You don't read your Bible. That's what I tell you, you don't read your Bible. Purgatory. You go to Purgatory, you go to the waiting place, huh? That's what they call it. I agree with the waiting place. The saints waiting and the people that's died in their sin, they waiting. They waiting for the judgment. Thank you, Jesus. Why? It don't make no sense. You know, for somebody that want not want to go to heaven with God. With God.
Especially when it's free. Especially when it's free.
Yeah. All you gotta do is walk upright in this life, huh? And then when He come, you gonna fly away with Him, huh? And you gonna see none of this. It's over. And it's getting really close, really, really close. Cause did y'all see the weather?
Yeah, huh? Israel had a super
snowstorm. Israel? Oh man. The Bible said you can't usually see signs in the weather, didn't it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Weather's going to be crazy.
You know how I know why this is happening like this? Because these big earthquakes that we have been knocked it off his ashes.
Yeah.
You know, it's off. You see, the earth knocked off an inch. That's huge. You know, if even a fraction of an inch.
It was 10 inches.
It was 10 inches?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That is gigantic. That is prehistoric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, we just like little ants. Huh? Little teeny ant. And when the earth is like this to us, you know, and the ant, and they get knocked out, that's, you see what's happening with the weather?
Oh.
It's like spring out there right now.
And then it was cold last week.
Yeah, it was cold last week. A cold spell came. And then now, look at it. It looks just like, this is December.
It's like you're wobbling or something.
Yeah, it's wobbling. They said the earth was wobbling.
It's wobbling.
It says wobbling. And it, but the earthquakes knocked it off.
Yeah.
You know, it turned counterclockwise.
It's like
back. Like this. When it went back this way.
It's like it's going back and forth. I don't know what it's doing.
That's a sign of the coming of Jesus.
Crazy.
And it's happening. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all pray for me. That's just a little something I have to say. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 All right. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.